Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 21. The Reverend John Folley is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 to 21. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be high-minded, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge, for by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. Grace be with you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. The season of Easter is a meaningful season of the church year for our missional life. It was our risen Lord who, on the day of the resurrection, appeared to the apostles and to others as they were in hiding with fear, and said to them in part, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Attendant to these words are his additional instruction that by his authority, we as his church are to go out and to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of our triune God and teaching the baptized all that he has taught us. Well, our text for this morning highlights two topics for our Lord's instruction for us Christians: how to regard the wealth, the material resources that God blesses us with, that he provides, and instruction for pastors in guarding the faith that has been given to them to lead people to Christ. Thus, the pastoral letters of Peter, Paul, James, and John echo the very teachings, the very speaking of Jesus regarding God's merciful love and kindness to redeem sinners, and how Christians are to live out their vocational lives in the kingdom of God as servants of Jesus. The apostles and the early church pastors and the bishops did not blink or blush at addressing any subject matter, particularly those that are perhaps the most uncomfortable from time to time for even mature Christians. Yet, because of our damnable sinful nature that pollutes everything that threatens our desires of pleasure and serving our egos, we are not eager to hear the law preached to us, either from pastors, from our spouses, from our parents, our children, our supervisors, our colleagues, or anyone else for that matter. You and I, in this century, are no different than these who heard these words first from the mouth of Timothy, written and instructed by Paul. The voice of Jesus speaks to us in these words, even as he spoke to Paul, even as he spoke to those in Timothy's congregation. And he did it under the apostolic authority of Paul. During Jesus' earthly ministry, he spoke very candidly to the apostles and to those who gathered around him regarding the spiritual dangers of riches. Speaking through the Apostle Paul, Jesus tells us that it is God who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. That was the, and that is the intention of God as he provides for us lavishly beyond what we deserve. But it is our sinful nature again that pollutes and spoils that which God intends for good. Isn't it true that many times what God intends for good, we render back to him as useless? Because we use those things to serve ourselves and not him and our neighbor. That's why the new creation given to us through faith in Christ Jesus stands against our sinful nature. And the new nature that Christ has created in each one of us through faith in Christ both desires and benefits from this pastoral instruction in the faith. Because, like the apostles, our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. Material blessings are intended by God to serve us for our enjoyment. Yet those very things are often used by us to boost our egos and our self-importance before others, to indulge the pleasures of our flesh, and to give us a worldly sense of security. We run the danger of becoming slaves to the god of mammon. Earlier in this same chapter, Paul cautions that some, by longing for wealth, fall into a snare and plunged into ruin and destruction. Now, in these verses, Paul instructs Timothy to teach those who already have wealth about how to regard themselves and how to use properly what God has given to them. There awaits eternal peril to those whose hope is in the riches of this world. There is eternal peril for those who, because of the blessings God has given to them, look down upon others and take advantage of others so their own wealth can prosper. There is eternal peril awaiting those who disregard serving those who are without food, those who are without clothing, those who are without shelter. The Apostle James addresses this danger perhaps more graphically in his letter, noting that those who use their wealth to take advantage of others, even cheating them out of what is rightfully theirs for their own gain, while living a luxurious life of wanton pleasure, have already fallen from the faith, and, I quote, "You are fattening your hearts for a day of slaughter." Yikes. Lord, save us from ourselves. As the voice of Jesus speaks to you this day and applies this text to your life, it is his call to repent. It is his call to receive forgiveness in his name. And just as he did on the Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plains, Jesus says, "I will teach you. I will show you a way that my blessing of wealth can serve you and your neighbor, laying up treasures for yourself in heaven. My Father has already provided you the greatest treasure and blessing of all. He made you truly alive when you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Through my resurrection, my Father raised you up with me and has seated you with me already in the heavenly places in order," he says to Paul in his letter to the Christians at Ephesus, "in order that in the ages to come he might reveal to you the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness." You already have an eternal inheritance. So there is no need for you to fix your hope on the uncertainty of wealth, but only on God's providential care for you. both for your eternal welfare and for your life until he calls us to heaven. Yes, Jesus says, enjoy. Enjoy the material blessings that I lavishly provide to you. Enjoy these material blessings that I give, using them to do good for your neighbor. So be rich in good works. Be generous and ready to share with others who are in need. In this way, you are living your life to serve me through your neighbor, putting me and them first, not yourself. In this way, you will be storing up for yourselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that you may take a hold of that which is life truly indeed. That's what God has intended for you. It's what he's intended for us. And now, as he closes out this pastoral letter to Timothy, he urges Timothy to guard the deposit entrusted to you. Very interestingly, the language that Paul uses in this entire section of the text is the vocabulary of what was then their economy, commerce, banking, financial, even the deposit of the faith. Isn't it odd that we would not allow anyone to steal any of our material wealth? Somebody wanted to break into our home and to steal our valued possessions, we might just fight them tooth and nail. And yet, at times we are so easily willing to allow the treasured deposit of the faith, the gospel. This faith that God has given to us, that he has revealed to us in Scripture. Thus it is written. That's the voice of Jesus. That's the voice, the speech of the one who has given us this faith. We, especially the pastoral leadership of the church, it is their responsibility to guard this with all of the care, to nurture this deposit with all of the nurture and the resources that they have. Because as Jesus said, thus it is written, that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name. My brothers and sisters in Christ, may these treasures, both financial treasures, as well as the treasure that our Lord has given to us in this faith, be used to serve your neighbor, which is sealed in his resurrection, and to give you a desire to enjoy the blessings of God in a way that enable you to take a hold of what is truly life indeed, just as he intended. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.